In this Guru Cats podcast, we'll explore the challenging world of toxic relationships and provide you with the tools to recognize and manage difficult personalities. But first, let's define what we mean by toxic people. These are individuals whose behavior consistently undermines, drains, or harms those around them. They may be manipulative, overly critical, or chronically negative, leaving a trail of emotional distress in their wake. Identifying toxic people is crucial for maintaining our mental health and well-being. These relationships can silently erode our self-esteem, increase stress levels, and even impact our other healthy connections. By learning to spot the signs early, we can protect ourselves and create boundaries that preserve our emotional energy. Throughout this podcast, we'll delve into the common traits of toxic individuals, explore how they affect us in various contexts, and provide practical strategies for dealing with them effectively. Whether it's a colleague, family member, friend, or romantic partner, you'll gain insights to navigate these challenging relationships with confidence and self-respect. Let's begin this journey towards healthier interactions and a more positive life. Let's dive into the common traits of toxic people. While these individuals can vary in their specific behaviors, there are several characteristics that often stand out. First, manipulation is a hallmark of toxic behavior. This can manifest as guilt-tripping, gaslighting, or playing the victim to control others' actions and emotions. Constant negativity is another red flag. Toxic people often seem to thrive on drama and complaining, rarely seeing the positive side of situations or celebrating others' successes. A lack of empathy is also common. They may dismiss others' feelings, make everything about themselves, or show little concern for the impact of their actions on those around them. Narcissism frequently appears in toxic personalities. This includes an inflated sense of self-importance, a need for excessive admiration, and difficulty accepting criticism. Other traits to watch for include inconsistency between words and actions, inability to take responsibility for mistakes, tendency to belittle or criticize others, excessive jealousy or competitiveness. Disregard for personal boundaries. Recognizing these traits is the first step in identifying toxic people and protecting yourself from their harmful influence. The impact of toxic relationships can be far-reaching and profound, often seeping into various aspects of our lives. One of the most immediate effects is the emotional drain these relationships cause. Interactions with toxic individuals can leave us feeling exhausted, frustrated, and emotionally depleted, even after brief encounters. Self-esteem issues frequently arise from prolonged exposure to toxic behavior. Constant criticism, belittling, or manipulation can erode our confidence and self-worth over time. We may start to internalize negative messages, questioning our own judgment and abilities. Stress and anxiety are common byproducts of toxic relationships. The unpredictability and negativity associated with these interactions can keep us in a state of high alert, leading to physical symptoms like tension headaches, digestive issues, or sleep disturbances. Perhaps most insidiously, toxic relationships can negatively influence our other relationships. They can skew our perception of what's normal or acceptable in interpersonal dynamics, potentially leading us to withdraw from healthier connections or unknowingly replicate toxic patterns. Additionally, toxic relationships can impact our performance at work, hinder personal growth, and even affect our overall life satisfaction. Recognizing these impacts is crucial in motivating ourselves to address toxic relationships and prioritize our well-being. Toxic behavior can manifest in various contexts, and recognizing it in different settings is crucial for maintaining healthy relationships across all areas of life. In the workplace, toxic individuals might engage in office politics, take credit for others' work, or undermine colleagues. They may create a hostile environment through constant criticism or gossip, affecting team morale and productivity. Within families, toxic behavior can be particularly challenging due to deep-rooted dynamics and emotional ties. It might appear as controlling parents, manipulative siblings, or relatives who consistently disrespect boundaries. Family gatherings can become sources of stress rather than joy. Friendships are not immune to toxicity. A toxic friend might be overly demanding, consistently negative, or prone to jealousy. They may drain your energy, make you feel guilty for having other friends, or only reach out when they need something. In romantic relationships, toxic traits can be masked by intense emotions. Red flags include possessiveness, emotional manipulation, constant criticism, or attempts to isolate you from friends and family. Gaslighting is particularly common in toxic romantic dynamics. Recognizing these context-specific behaviors is essential. It allows us to address toxicity appropriately, whether through setting boundaries, seeking support, or, in some cases, ending the relationship for our own well-being. Implementing effective strategies is crucial when dealing with toxic people. Here are 10 approaches to help you navigate these challenging relationships. 1. Set clear boundaries. Establish and communicate your limits firmly but respectfully. 2. Practice assertive communication. Express your thoughts and feelings clearly without aggression or passivity. 3. Limit exposure and interaction. Reduce time spent with toxic individuals when possible. 4. Focus on self-care. Prioritize activities that replenish your emotional energy. 5. Seek support from others. Confide in trusted friends or family, or consider professional help. 6. Avoid engaging in arguments. Don't get drawn into unnecessary conflicts. Choose your battles wisely. 7. Practice emotional detachment. Learn to separate your emotions from the toxic person's behavior. 8. Document incidents. Keep a record of problematic interactions, especially in professional settings. 9. Learn to say no. Resist the urge to please at your own expense. 10. Consider ending the relationship. If the toxicity persists despite your efforts, it may be necessary to distance yourself permanently. Remember, these strategies require practice and patience. Not all will work in every situation, so be flexible and adjust your approach as needed. The goal is to protect your well-being while managing necessary interactions with toxic individuals effectively. As we conclude our exploration of identifying and dealing with toxic people, let's recap the key points we've covered. We began by defining toxic individuals as those whose behavior consistently undermines or harms others. We then delved into common traits such as manipulation, constant negativity, lack of empathy, and narcissism. We examined the significant impact toxic relationships can have on our emotional well-being, self-esteem, and overall life quality. We also discussed how toxic behavior manifests in various contexts, from the workplace to family dynamics, friendships, and romantic relationships. Armed with this knowledge and the 10 strategies we've outlined, you're now better equipped to recognize and handle toxic people in your life. Remember, the goal isn't to change these individuals, but to protect yourself and maintain your own well-being. As you move forward, prioritize your emotional health. Be patient with yourself as you implement these strategies. Change takes time. don't hesitate to seek professional help if needed. Ultimately, by identifying toxic people and learning to navigate these challenging relationships, you're taking a crucial step towards a healthier, more positive life. You have the power to choose the energy you allow in your space. Embrace it and watch as your relationships and overall life satisfaction improve. As we wrap up our journey through the complex world of toxic relationships, it's important to remember that recognizing and addressing toxicity is a vital skill for maintaining our mental health and well-being. We've explored the traits of toxic individuals, understood their impact on our lives, and armed ourselves with strategies to navigate these challenging interactions. Remember, identifying toxic behavior is just the first step. The real power lies in how we choose to respond. By setting boundaries, practicing assertive communication, and prioritizing self-care, we can protect ourselves from the negative effects of toxic relationships. It's crucial to understand that you're not responsible for changing toxic people. Your primary responsibility is to yourself, to ensure your own emotional well-being and cultivate healthy relationships that nurture and support you. As you move forward, apply the knowledge and strategies we've discussed. Be patient with yourself in this process. It takes time and practice to change long-standing patterns of interaction. Ultimately, by learning to identify and manage toxic relationships, you're taking a significant step towards a more positive, fulfilling life. You have the power to choose the energy you allow into your life. Use it wisely, and watch as your relationships and overall life satisfaction flourish. Remember, you deserve respectful, nurturing connections. Here's to healthier relationships and a brighter, toxicity-free future.